Time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Jerry Ford joins us on the phone this morning. He is the founder of Minnesota Garlic Fest. He is with the Minnesota Garlic Project. He is the owner of a fourth-generation farm, and he has been a sustainable farm leader in Minnesota for over 20 years. Hey, Jerry, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
I don't imagine that four generations back, your people started farming just garlic. Probably not.
Well, let me qualify that a little bit. I married the farm. My wife is the fourth generation. She brought me up from down south to Minnesota to be here on this farm, and I started taking over the farming operations back in 2002. No, I don't think they grew much garlic back in 1898 when the first of the family came over. And as a matter of fact, when I first started growing it here in around 2002, a lot of people told me, well, you know, those Minnesotans, they don't eat much garlic, you know. And we found that to not quite be true.
Well, see,
pretty popular.
What they got wrong is that Minnesotans like white food, and garlic is white.
The
idea is it's all about, at least on the surface, it's all about the appearance of blandness. I'm just saying. Now, I have a friend who grows garlic, and there's something that she told me, and of course, I get a lot of things wrong, and people have to set me straight, so I have a good job where I ask questions, that there are like a billion different varieties and kinds and flavors and nuances of garlic. Is that true, or is it a rumor?
Well, the billion part might be a little off.
Okay.
But at least here in Minnesota, I know of over 50 varieties of garlic that are grown here. And worldwide, it's hard to put a number on it, but well over 100 different varieties
Wow.
of garlic, each with its own characteristics and flavor traits. So, yes, there's quite a variety grown here. And, of course, everybody thinks theirs is the best.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a rule, but that would be wonderful for folks that maybe find, you know, they think about garlic and they maybe think about a pizza or something they had that was seasoned like, and they'd like maybe garlic that's, you know, we're Minnesotans, maybe just a little bit toned down. So you have so many options when it comes to garlic. Is that what you're really trying to communicate here?
Well, there are lots of options, and the flavors from the northern garlics, which is more what we grow here, which are the original heirloom garlics. Everybody thinks garlic came from southern climates, and it did not. It came from northern climates. There's a fair amount of garlic grown in Siberia, actually. These northern garlics tend to have less of that burn. We describe garlic with burn and garlicness in terms of the flavor. It's actually a word, garlicness. And we tend to have more of the rich, garlicky flavor as opposed to that, you know, make your eyes water sort of burn that the southern garlics have.
Wow. So can you describe some of, in, you know, using garlic terms, that's okay. We expand our vocabulary on this program. Describe some of the varieties. Give folks an idea of what kind of variety in taste you can find in these. You don't have to mention all 50 of the northern varieties, but they maybe range from this to this to that. What would surprise us in terms of a garlic variety that we might actually be able to find here?
Well, certainly there's, let me compare it to what most people are used to seeing in the grocery store. If you just go down to your local chain grocery store, you're going to get garlic probably from China, and even it would be from the southern part of China. So it's very different than our climate here. And there's a lot of food miles there bringing it over here, and we're not quite sure what they do to the garlic there. And if you're lucky, you get it from California, so it's a little closer. If you're real lucky, you get the local stuff. And the local stuff is going to be, like I say, richer in that garlic flavor. And one of the other things is the cloves, the part you break open from the garlic head to prepare for your food, that clove is bigger. In the southern garlics and the stuff that comes from China, there may be 18 cloves in that bulb of garlic. So that's a lot of peeling, and they're small, whereas in northern garlics, like what we grow especially up around you, there could be as few as just 4 cloves in there. So when you break open that nice, big, fat garlic head, you've got this clove that's bigger than a Brazil nut and easy to peel and just really, really rich flavor.
Wow. So if folks are curious about learning more about different kinds of garlic, and maybe when they go to their local store, they only see the perhaps Chinese or California garlic, how can they, I mean, do you have like a mail order or something? How can they, well, of course, you go to the garlic festival, and then you have the opportunity to experience and try lots of different kinds of garlic.
You do. The garlic festival is one of the reason that we put it that time of year is that's, which is the second week, weekend in August, is that's about when the crop is ready, because we harvest in July and then we go through a careful curing process with the garlic. And we have, we limit it to 15 growers at the garlic festival from all around the state and a couple of neighboring states. And then you have your choice between at least those 50 varieties that are offered. But there are garlic growers up in your area, and they are, if Google searches will get you there to find them. And you can also contact me through the Minnesota Premium Garlic Project.
And we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find you. And they also have the opportunity of going to the 3rd annual OrrFest, and you'll be speaking there about growing great garlic in Minnesota. So folks that have the opportunity in just a couple of weeks to tap you and say, hey, what's going on about the garlic thing? And you can sit down and have a cup of coffee and find out about it.
That I would enjoy that, and we're going. That workshop will be at noon on September 8th. They're in Orr, and I've never been to Orr, so I'm really looking forward to that. And it's an hour and a half long class, and then I'll hang around afterwards for Q&A. Hopefully, get more garlic growing up around Orr.
Fantastic. Maybe someday there'll be a Northland garlic, and it'll be its own particular flavor, with richness. No burn, and maybe just a hint of lutefisk. Maybe just
a
hint.
Maybe everything but that last.
There's a reason that I don't grow things and come up with recipes. Jerry, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What fun to have you on the show.
It's my pleasure, Lisa.
Jerry Ford, our guest this morning on Green Visions. Green Visions here on KUMD, made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.